Welcome to the Idea to Impact podcast, where we turn your book ideas into powerful, life-changing books that create more impact, income, and influence in your industry. I'm Blake DeVos, and in this podcast, we explore the journey of writing, publishing, and turning your ideas into a best-selling book that makes a real difference. Whether you're an ambitious entrepreneur, a passionate coach, or an emerging expert, this podcast is your go-to resource for turning your vision into a book that makes a lasting impact. Join me as we dive into the strategies, insights, and stories that will help bring your book idea to life. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to another episode. I'm excited you're here today. This episode is especially for those business owners, coaches, consultants, or experts out there who have thought about writing a book or maybe even dreamed about it, but something keeps holding you back. Maybe you've caught yourself thinking, I don't have time for a book, or I'm not really a writer, or even who would want to read what I have to say. If this sounds familiar, please stick around for this episode because today we're talking about what most people get wrong about writing a book. I've been in your shoes before. Before I became a book coach and publisher, I was a person with an idea and tons of hesitation. I didn't know what it was like to juggle everything and try and write a book. So I'm going to break down a few of the biggest misconceptions I see and what actually matters instead. So myth number one, the common misconception about what most people get wrong about writing a book is that you need a huge audience before you write. It's probably the one I hear the most. And honestly, I get it. There is this idea that you've got to be a celebrity or have 100,000 followers or have your DMs overflowing before it's even worth it to write your book. And here's what I'll say about that. You don't write a book because millions of people know who you are. You write it so the right people get to know who you are. It's a big difference. Your book is the credibility builder, not a reward for already having credibility. So if you're a coach or a service provider or you run a business and you've got real results, that's more than enough to write a book. And often it's the book that opens doors, not your follower count as well. Now, when I wrote The Six Pillars of Rewarding Life, I didn't have a business, no email list, no big audience, but I knew I had something to say, and I figured writing the book would be a way to figure out what the hell I wanted to do next. Turns out I wasn't wrong. People started asking me how I wrote it, and then in the meantime, I was still writing another book because that's just what I love to do. I was efficient at it. I was good at it. And then I decided to transition and teach other people how to do the same. And then I wrote Publish to Impact. And that's what started Idea to Impact. It started my publishing business. It's what started me helping other people become authors and them holding the rights to their books. So if you're waiting for a bigger audience before you write, I want you to stop. Write the book now. So when your audience finds you, they've got something to buy, they've got something to believe in, and they've got something to refer to as well. Now, myth number two is that it needs to be perfect before you put your book out there. This one's a killer. Perfectionism disguised as professionalism. Look, your book doesn't have to be a literary masterpiece. You're not trying to win the Booker Prize. You're trying to create impact. Maybe open doors, build trust, land clients who stop asking, how much do you charge, and start asking, when can we start? The biggest mistake people make is trying to write and edit at the same time. That's where momentum dies. That's where people overthink their voice, second guess every sentence, and talk themselves out of finishing their draft. Now, here's what I've learned, both personally and working with authors inside Idea to Impact. You can't improve what doesn't exist. So get the messy first draft done, then shape it into something strong. I remember working on my book Published to Impact and thinking halfway through, do I really have anything new to say here? Because a lot of what I say is already being told, but I was just basically doing it in my own way, my own processes. Now, I was knee deep in editing my own ideas before they even had the space to grow. So I gave myself a rule, no editing until I hit the end. It's the rule I always teach, but I wanted to write like I talk and keep it simple, then clean it up later. So the minute I stopped trying to sound like an author and focused on getting the message down, everything got easier and better. So if you're stuck halfway through your manuscript or haven't even started, stop obsessing over perfect. Aim for done. You can polish a rough diamond. You can't do anything with a blank page. Now, the third myth is I don't have anything new to say. This one hits hard, especially for experts, because they're the ones that have been around for a while. Now, you've done the reps, you've seen other people talk about similar stuff, and you're now wondering, is my take even worth putting out there? Short answer, yes. Long answer, also yes. It's not about saying something no one's ever said. It's about saying it in a way only you can. Now, there are 100 books on productivity, leadership, relationships, you name it. I mean, obviously, there's thousands of books on how to live a great life, and I wrote one of them. There's thousands of books of how to develop your skills, and I wrote one of them. There's thousands of books of how to become an author, and I wrote one of them. But people still buy new ones every year. Why? Because they connect with the voice, and they want something new. They want the story. They want the style. Your clients don't work with you just because you know your stuff. I mean, if you're a business coach, there's heaps of business coaches out there. They work with you because you explain it in a way that lands, that resonates, that feels like it was made for them. Your book works that same way. Your frameworks, your language, the way you approach things, that's what makes your book different. Even if it's on a topic that's been covered before, and even when your story is attached to it, when you're the person telling the story, walking them through the process, that's what's going to create the trust. So if someone says, I've heard this before, that means you're on the right track. Now tell it in a way that sticks. All right, second last myth, myth number four, a book is a passion project. I want to get real about this. If you are a business owner, expert, your book is not just some personal milestone. It's not just that one day thing you'll do when the stars align and you've got nothing else on your plate. It is your business asset. It's your lead generator. It's your sales tool. It's a way to move someone from I've never heard of you to I trust this person with all my money. Books build authority in a way that Instagram posts can't. They position you as the expert before you even walk into the room. Now, when I speak to people, there's usually an automatic trust is because they know I'm an author and they either read my book and they've decided that I really feel comfortable talking to this person. If I'd treated that book like a side project, that feeling for potential new clients, that feeling for current clients, the feeling for them, and the feeling for me, that opportunity never would have happened. So if you've got knowledge, if you've got experience, if you've got a clear offer, your book should work for you. It should help move the needle in your business, not distract from it. All right, so the final myth now is once the book is published, the work is done. If only. I see this one trip up so many authors. They think publishing is the finish line, but really it's the starting line for everything that's going to come next. Because after your book is out, that's when the real opportunity kicks in. That's when you can use it to land podcast interviews. You can send it to leads before a call. You can create offers and programs based on the content of the book. You can build out speaking engagements, keynote speaking, workshops, licensing, whatever makes sense for your business model. Because the book is the door. You'll still have to walk through it though. And that's why we focus on the bigger picture inside Idea to Impact, because writing a book is one thing, but building everything around it, building your brand around it, that's where the real growth happens. So let's wrap this episode up nice and clean. Here's what most people get wrong about writing a book. They wait until they're big enough. They obsess over perfection. They think their message isn't unique. They treat it like a side hobby or a side project. And they think the work ends after publishing. But if you're listening to this and you've made it through this episode, you are not most people. You're a business owner, you're an expert, someone with a perspective that people need to hear and a business that can grow off the back of a book. You don't need to wait for permission or clarity or confidence. You just need to start. So if this episode was the little nudge you needed, I'm glad you're here. And if you want help getting that book out of your head and into the world, you can find me in the show notes. But subscribe to this episode, subscribe to the podcast. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, keep creating, keep growing, keep writing, and I'll see you on the next one.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one.